is the night shift.
Children of the night.
Usually with Luke Burner, but management have given him some time off. So here's the fill-in guy right across Australia on the Triple M network.
Who is that guy?
Adam Shand.
And welcome to the show. This is the Night Shift on Triple M. I'm Adam Shand, standing in for Luke Boner. We've heard about the restrictions at weddings and funerals. For most people, it's theoretical. But for an ex-caller, Steve, he's dealing with that very issue. He's laying his father to rest today. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Adam. How are you going? All right?
Fine, thanks. I'm sorry for your loss.
It was Sunday and last week, and we've just been... The week has just panned out different people. What I'm trying to say is that we were meant to have, 63 going to the from the family, and they said you could have 50, and then they just dropped it down. It's dropped down. Now it's turned out to 6 people. It's 10, but it's, 6 people, including their staff. So,
right. Yeah. Including the staff. So it's the undertakers and so forth and a few mourners.
Yeah, 6 mourners and 4 of their staff, so that's 10.
Yeah, How would your father have dealt with that? Was he a pretty social guy? With that crampy style?
Yeah. I think he would have liked a bit of better send off, but the thing is, it is what it is at the moment, and we've just got to just take it on the chin and just deal with it. So we're going to just live stream it, actually. So that's going to help out a little bit.
That's a good idea. So you've got everyone at home there prepared to watch it over there, over the live stream.
Yeah. In their individual houses and stuff like that. Yeah. Cause you can't get a group together. That's, cause anybody who gets out of their cars and even in the funeral parlor, they're classed as, being at the funeral. So we can't even do that, you know?
So you got a big family?
Yeah, as I said, there's 63 in it, and 6 of us can go.
Right, so I was going to say, how do you pick those 6?
Well, we had 5 kids. I've lost my mum, but he had a stepdaughter. So the stepdaughter's going, and me and my brother and my 2 sisters can't go because... the husband's got respiratory problems, and my other sister's got cancer, so it's a bit of a rough week at the moment. That's why I'm up early. I'm trying to iron stuff and write speeches, and it's just going through my head too much.
What are you going to say about him, Steve? Have you written your speech?
Yeah, I have. I have written a few things about him, but he used to work for the Oakley Council, and. I found an old. I cleaned out his garage the other week and found an old paper because he used to work for the council go around to the old people and help them out. And his name was Doug Darville, and he's Doug's really digs his work, and I've got the paper to actually show on the stream. So and there's a bit of a write up on about him. So. That's one of the things. There's so many things you think of while it's going through your head. Say about him, and But no, we're putting to rest, and it was just nice to have a chat with someone about it because
I wrote the eulogy at my father's funeral and delivered it, and it was I've written a few things, and it was the hardest thing I've ever written. I reckon. What do you put in? What do you leave out? So what's the tone of your send off?
He was old school. He was a 10-pound pom, and he was very hard on us as kids. But he was terrific with the grandkids. He was, he showed his love, which was, he was 91 when he finally passed. So he's had a good 90 years of. And he's spent 55 of them in Australia, so,
he's made a life 90. Here and,
We all have, with my 2 sisters and 2 brothers, So, it's all good. I just needed to maybe get something, just needed to talk to someone about it, that was all.
Yeah, no, I can understand, and I'm happy that you called in and we can discuss it as well. And, I hope that you can celebrate Doug's life. when this is all over, and you know, really, really tie one on, and I'm sure he'd appreciate that as well. Yeah,
yeah. I think once we get the ashes back and all this coronavirus stuff calms down, we can maybe have a family day for him.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think he'll. You know, he won't complain too much about that, and I'm sure he's very proud of you, and you'll do him proud on the day as well. So thank you for your call. It's brilliant. Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, it's sad. This is where the policies actually are in action here. Difficult.